Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Monday, November 29th, is the feast of Saint Saturninus, martyr. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis warns that the lack of respect for the dignity of migrants diminishes the humanity of all of us. The Vatican launches a video campaign highlighting the contribution of people with disabilities to the Church. And the Apostolic Nuncio to Syria calls on the world to remember the long-suffering people of that nation. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, Pope Francis has sent a message to the International Organization for Migration on the occasion of the organization's 70th anniversary. The Pope's message comes just one day after his Sunday Angelus, in which he denounced the treatment of migrants across the globe, expressing sorrow for those who recently died crossing the English Channel, those stranded on the border with Belarus, and those lost in the waters of the Mediterranean. It also comes shortly before his planned trip to the island of Lesbos next week during his visit to Greece. In his message to the IOM, the Pope warns that the fundamental lack of human respect across national borders diminishes us all in our humanity. Francesca Merlo has more on that.
Pope Francis describes the treatment of thousands of migrants around the world today as deplorable. In his video message on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the International Organization for Migration, IOM, the Pope says migrants across the world are treated as merchandise, pawns on the chessboard, and as being victims of political rivalries. In his message, Pope Francis urges a change of perspective on the migration phenomenon, noting that it is not only a story of migrants, but of inequalities, despair, environmental degradation, climate change, but also of dreams, courage, study abroad, family reunification, new opportunities, security, and hard but dignified work. The debate on migration is not really about migrants, the Pope explains. It is rather about all of us, about the past, the present, and the future of our societies. The common temptation of today is to dismiss all that is troublesome, said the Pope. This should be avoided. It is a symptom of the throwaway culture. Surely, he says, our universally recognized values should guide our treatment of migrants in the local community and nationally. Pope Francis goes on to urge us to not only look at what states do to welcome migrants, but also at what benefits migrants bring to their host communities and how they enrich them. On the one hand, in the markets of upper-middle-income countries, migrant labour is in great demand and welcomed as a way to compensate for labour shortages. On the other hand, migrants are often rejected and resented by many of their host communities. Unfortunately, the Pope notes that this double standard stems from the predominance of economic interests over the needs and dignity of the human person. This is a tendency that exacerbated during the closures for COVID-19, when many of the so-called essential workers were migrants but did not get the benefits of COVID's financial assistance programs or access to basic healthcare or COVID vaccinations. In light of these daily dramas, there is an urgent need to find dignified ways out of irregular situations. Desperation and hope always prevail over restrictive policies. The more legal routes there are, the less likely it is that migrants will be drawn into the criminal networks of people traffickers or exploited and abused during their migration, said the Pope. Most people who can live decently in their countries of origin would not feel compelled to migrate irregularly, said the Pope. Urgent efforts are needed to create better economic and social conditions so that migration is not the only option for those seeking peace, justice, security, and full respect for human dignity. Let us not forget, the Pope concludes, that these are not statistics, but real people whose lives are at stake. With this awareness, the Catholic Church and its institutions will continue its mission of welcoming, protecting, promoting, and integrating people on the move. I'm Francesca Merlo.
Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin on Sunday was present for the conclusion of the 11th Festival of the Social Doctrine of the Church, held in the northern Italian city of Verona. The November 25th through 28th festival had as its theme, Bold in Hope, Creative with Courage. The social teaching of the Church offers a way out of crises such as the pandemic, the Cardinal said in an interview. Robin Gomes tells us more.
Issues such as peace, jobs, development, civic life and politics that the social doctrine of the Church deals with are everyone's areas of interest, believers and non-believers alike, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin said. The social doctrine instills hope because it provides the criteria for judgment, indications and guidelines on how to move, he told Vatican News. Speaking about living the season of hope of Advent amidst the ongoing pandemic, the Vatican Secretary of State said it requires a twofold approach. While we need to commit ourselves constantly to the vaccine and the most suitable cures, he said, we cannot be fruitful unless we open ourselves to the Lord's grace. He also expressed concern over the issue of euthanasia or assisted suicide in Italy, on which a debate is hotting up after an ethics committee in the central Italian region of Marche gave its green light for what will be the country's first legally assisted suicide. He underscored the need for Christians to insist on the anthropological vision of faith which comes from the gospel, which he stressed is a condition for safeguarding the dignity of every person. In this regard, Cardinal Parolin emphasized the need for doing good through suffering, as St. John Paul II taught. Someone in pain, even one who is experiencing extreme suffering to the point of contemplating to end his or her life, he said, can give meaning to suffering. On the issue of anti-COVID-19 vaccination protests, the Vatican Secretary of State said that freedom without responsibility is empty. It is responsibility towards oneself because we see how the non-vaccination people are affected by the disease. It is also responsibility towards others, which Pope Francis described as an act of love. I am Robin Gomes.
In other news, the Vatican has launched a campaign for persons with disabilities, which will begin on December 6th. The campaign consists of a series of 5 videos released over 5 weeks containing the testimonies of faith of Christians living with disabilities. Father Benedict Maiocchi has this report.
The Vatican's Dicastery for Laity, Family and Life on Monday announced the launch of the hashtag I Am Church campaign dedicated to persons with disabilities. The initiative, which begins on the 6th of December, will consist of 5 videos containing the testimonies of Christians living with disabilities from different parts of the world who recount their experience of faith and affirm, I am Church. The Holy Father, in his message to persons with disabilities on the occasion of the International Day dedicated to them, noted that baptism gives each one of us, without exclusion or discrimination, the possibility of exclaiming, I am Church. Echoing the Pope's words, the Dicastery for Laity, Family and Life launches the videos, which will be released weekly with the aim of highlighting the contribution that persons with disabilities offer to the ecclesial community on a daily basis. The videos will illustrate the work of evangelization carried out by some young deaf persons in Mexico, the experience of a monastery in France where some nuns with Down syndrome live out their vocation, and a group of young Italians with disabilities who participate in World Youth Day celebrations, among others. Speaking on the campaign, Gabriella Gambino, Undersecretary of the Dicastery for Laity, Family and Life, expressed the conviction that if we are able to listen attentively to the voices of our brothers and sisters with disabilities, the ecclesial community will come out truly enriched. The I Am Church campaign comes during the Amoris Laetitia Family Year launched by Pope Francis in March to celebrate 5 years of the publication of the post-synodal apostolic exhortation Amoris Laetitia on the beauty and joy of love in the family. The year-long celebration will conclude on the 26th of June 2022 on the occasion of the 10th World Meeting of Families in Rome. I'm Father Benedict Maiocchi.
The Forgotten War. That's one way of describing the decade-long ongoing war in Syria, according to the Pope's representative there. Cardinal Mario Zanardi, the Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, says hope is fading in the Middle Eastern nation as the world forgets its long-suffering people. Speaking to Vatican Radio, the Cardinal also called on the international community to make a sign of good faith regarding the harsh economic sanctions which are crushing ordinary Syrians. Devin Watkins has that story.
Life on the streets of Damascus appears like that of any other large Middle Eastern capital. Streets fill up as people drive to and from work, and shops are full of foodstuffs. Yet look closer and the glass facade shatters to reveal the harsh reality. After years of civil war, prices of goods are exorbitant in relation to salaries, the middle class has crumpled into rags, and 90% of Syria's population lives under the poverty line. Cardinal Mario Zanardi, the Apostolic Nuncio to Syria for over 13 years, lamented this desperate situation in an interview with Vatican Radio. "I'm extremely sorry to see that hope is dying," said the Cardinal, who has lived in Damascus throughout the war. "Naturally," he said, "I watched people die during the war, but many kept hoping that eventually it would end and people would be able to go back to work and return to a normal life." Cardinal Zanardi said this dream is far from the reality Syrians are facing today, one which is filled with poverty. "Syria," said the Apostolic Nuncio, "faces crippling sanctions, growing corruption, the pandemic, and the crisis in Lebanon, all of which weigh heavily on ordinary people." The Cardinal called on the European Union and the United States, along with the Syrian government, to take a step of good faith and remove the sanctions regime so that Syria can begin to rebuild and restart its economy. "It is the people, the poor people, who are suffering," he said. Another painful reality, added Cardinal Zanardi, is the general lack of interest on the part of the international media, which have stopped requesting interviews and tell him that news about Syria doesn't sell.
And that was Devin Watkins reporting on the interview with Cardinal Zanardi. Finally, Honduras looks set to get its first ever woman president after an emphatic and massive turnout of voters. James Blears has this report.
The overall vote count still has some way to go, but Libre Party opposition candidate Xiomara Castro in her third attempt for the top job already has a significant lead over Nasri Asfuera, the mayor of the capital Tegucigalpa, who's the candidate of the ruling National Party. Popular television personality Salvador Nasra gave up his presidential candidacy to throw his support behind Xiomara as her running mate, and if she wins, he'll become vice president. With 45% tallied, she leads with 53% of the vote, while Asfuera, who's also claiming victory, trails with 33%. Hondurans want to make their voice heard in no uncertain terms. The turnout has been a massive 68%. A win would be a remarkable comeback for the former First Lady of President Manuel Zelaya. Her husband was ousted by a coup in 2009, and a dozen years of National Party rule followed. Poverty running at more than 70%, his extreme version at more than 50%, rampant street gangs and unemployment has fueled an exodus of more than 300,000 people who form migrant caravans heading for the US border via Guatemala and then Mexico. These problems will take billions of dollars, even more in sheer effort, and many years to resolve. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.
And that brings us just about to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. We do invite you to visit our Vatican News website, especially in the coming days, when you'll be able to view live coverage of the Pope's general audience on Wednesday. Also, towards the end of this week, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, will be traveling to Cyprus and Greece for a journey of several days from the 2nd to the 6th of November. We'll have live coverage of that, so we do invite you to come to our website where you'll be able to watch all of the major papal events of that trip. We also invite you, don't forget to catch the latest updates on Vatican and World News on our Facebook page and Twitter. Many thanks to our sound engineers in studio who make these broadcasts possible. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.